Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. And now, here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello, I'm Aaron Kozort, and welcome to South Haven Business Beat. We're interviewing some of the individuals who are running for elected office in 2023 here in DeSoto County, and we're looking forward to these interviews. We hope you will benefit from them, learn more about the candidates that you may be voting for, and learn some about candidates maybe that you don't know anything about and you might need to vote for. We're here with William Egner, and he is running for DeSoto County Board of Supervisors. You're currently one of the planning commissioners in Horn Lake. You're running for District 3. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and tell me what issue is causing you to run for Board of Supervisors.
Well, I'm retired from the convenience store business after 30 years, and relationships and serving the public is what causes me to run. I've been knocking on doors since February, and I haven't met one person yet that knows who their supervisor is. So I want to change that. I think one of the pressing issues in this supervisory system is that a person can identify with the name congressman, senator, governor. When you say supervisor, they're lost.
Yes.
And they don't know who that is. They don't know how to contact that person. And I want to change that. I think there's a lot of issues in DeSoto County that are more personal. I think the supervisors that we currently have are focusing on a lot of great issues. Widening Interstate 55 is a wonderful issue. A new ag center is a wonderful issue. But we have developers out there right now that are leaving the subdivision with low spots and a mosquito problem.
Yeah.
We have people out there that are getting charged for not changing their tags within 30 days after they moved to DeSoto County, and they didn't even know that was a rule.
Right.
We have to make a system where these people can get notified and know who to call and find out just what do I have to do when I move here.
Sure. Sure. You know, communications is hard, but it's one of the functions government has to be good at.
That's true.
And that's certainly a need here. What do you see as the primary role if you become elected? What do you see as the primary role for the Board of Supervisors?
I think, well, the primary role for the Board of Supervisors, is to set the county portion of the property tax and to establish or to approve the budget, oversee all of the departments, and those are their, like, day-to-day functions. Mm-hmm. They have to do that as kind of the bare minimum.
Right.
But they have to be able to answer the phone call from somebody who says, I've got a light out here that's not burning, and I need to have it replaced, and it needs to be acted upon quickly. And I'm not saying that never happens.
Right.
But I'm just saying most of the people don't really know who to call when that does happen.
That's right. That's right. Why do you think, or do you think, and if so, why, you would be the best person to represent small businesses in DeSoto County?
Well, I think I've spent 30 years in a small business in Shelby County. We had a company called Corner Grocery, and we had 22 stores at our peak. That was 150 employees opening convenience stores every day and solving all of the problems like my freezer's out, this is not working, so-and-so didn't show up. These are all day-to-day problems that come up, and you deal with those over a period of time, and you just develop an instinct for how to handle that and what the best way is to do that. And when people call you with a problem, you shouldn't look at it as a problem. You should look at it as an opportunity to help someone who's reaching out for help. Mm-hmm. They're calling you saying, I've got a problem, but really what they're saying is, I need some help. And that's what citizens need to be able to do in District 3 as well as the entire county.
Yeah, I think a good segue question from that to kind of the next direction is, you know, what past experiences do you have that makes you, do you think makes you qualified to hold this position?
Well, I think just the simple experience of waiting on customers. For 7 years, I worked for Hollywood Feed, and people would come in and say, my dog is itching like crazy. What do I do? And so first you have to find out, what are you feeding your dog? What are your dog's habits? What are you spraying your yard with? What are you cleaning your carpets with? Mm-hmm. Dogs are itching for a reason. And so you have to ask some questions, and you have to go into the procedure just a little bit. And I think that's just a common avenue to solve any problems.
Sure.
And do some investigation.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
So as a board of supervisor, you know, you would be looking to listen to those individuals who live in the county, be willing to hear the problem that they say they're having, and then be willing to ask those questions to actually figure out what's the root of the problem.
That is true, and I've already had people reach out to me and say, I know you're only a candidate, but can you help me with this? And I'd say, well, I know the person to call, and I'll call them on your behalf.
Sure.
And I'll do the best I can. I said, I can't issue any orders. And even as a supervisor, I can't order somebody from Public Works to go fill that pothole.
Right.
You know, but I can call the Public Works director and say, hey, I've got this complaint. Can you get it on your list and give it some attention? Mm-hmm. Then I can go back to the citizen and say, you know, it's on the schedule. Don't expect it today,
right?
But it's on the schedule.
Right.
And people just want to be heard. They know you're not going to fix it in 15 minutes.
Right.
But
right.
They just want to be heard. They want some action. And then in a day or two, call them and say, you know, or drive over there. As a planning commissioner, we get a package for the upcoming meeting. And the first thing I do is read everything on the agenda. And then I go out and visit these sites.
Mm-hmm.
I take pictures of them if I think I need a picture. And I see the physical location of where they want to put a gas station or a soccer field or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And try and decide, okay, will that really fit here? And what questions will
right.
I have?
Right.
We have a gentleman that wants to put a soccer field in Horn Lake. And so I drove to Olive Branch and counted spaces and fields to see, how many parking spaces is this fella going to need?
That's right. You know. That's right. And some due diligence to actually be able to ask those intelligent questions
right.
to know whether or not that's a good idea. What are the top three concerns you want to address for your district specifically?
Well, I want to address the issue of information being supplied to new residents. We have a tremendous amount of new residents moving in to DeSoto County. And most of them move in and they're buying a house and they don't have any idea of what they really need to do to satisfy county requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And that list ought to be given out by maybe your homeowner's insurance agent, mm-hmm. maybe your closing attorney, mm-hmm. maybe the financial system that you went through to buy your house.
Right.
Those people are working for a profit.
Right.
But that information could also be given out by the water company, the gas company, the electric company.
Absolutely.
You know, and this would serve the public
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting for them to violate some restriction or some law and then get fined.
Right. Right.
So that's one of the things I would like to do. Another thing I would like to do is to follow up on these subdivisions that are going in. They have a tremendous checklist of things that they have to satisfy, a developer has to satisfy to put in a new subdivision, and all of that happens before it's approved.
Mm-hmm.
But the follow-up doesn't seem to correspond with the approval. So there needs to be somebody that goes out there and gives them, it's kind of like when you're opening a new business, you have to get an occupancy certificate.
Right.
Or you don't open.
Right.
But they can build a subdivision and start selling those houses.
Right.
And be creating a mosquito pond every year for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So there needs to be a follow-up.
Absolutely. On that. What things would you continue to do or improve upon that your district is already doing well?
Golly, I think that really and truly they're already doing a lot of things pretty well. I think they're bringing business in as well as they can. We're going to get a new solar panel park here in District 3, and that's going to be a great advantage. We're going to get a new training facility, and that's going to be a great advantage and help support these types of endeavors by giving the firemen the tools they need. Every fire station I've ever visited has got some sort of drive or fish fry or fundraiser because they need a piece of equipment they don't have.
Right.
And I think providing the funds for that type of stuff so they don't have to do all these extracurricular activities would be a great help.
Sure. And then do you have any final remarks that you would like to add, anything you'd like to say directly to those people who are going to be voting in this election?
Well, first of all, thank you for stepping up and voting. If you're new to the area, please file a change of address with the Secretary of State's office so that you can vote. Your change of address or your voter registration form has got to be in 30 days before the election or you can't vote in that election. So, be sure to file that. Second of all, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are both still looking for poll workers. We have 47 polling locations in DeSoto County, and both of them are still looking for poll workers. So if you want to work the polls, or if you need a voter registration form, or if you need a change of address, where that voter registration form can be used for that too, you can call William Egner at 901-921-0874, and I will hook you up.
All right. Well, that is great. And, William, it has been a pleasure to have you. It's been a pleasure to have the opportunity to host this particular episode, and we hope that you will be successful in your endeavors as you run for election. And above everything, we hope people get out and vote.
That's the same. That's my hope. Vote.
Thank you for watching this episode of South Haven Business Beat, with this special series on the election of 2023.
We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.